Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, hey, it's a Reardon Roundtable for a Friday afternoon. We got a lot to go to after the roundtable. Of course, Sue will have a Friday edition of Sue's News in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little entertainment with Paul Hall, and Kusumana will be here. And then something I'm really looking forward to, well, actually both guests in the 5 o'clock hour, Michelle Tafoya will be here, and my friend Gary Stromberg, who big-time PR guy in Hollywood. His agency used to represent the Rolling Stones and other big bands, and he's got a podcast out about the Rumble in the Jungle in 1974, and it's a fascinating story because Gary helped produce the music and the entertainment for that. So he's coming up a little bit later this afternoon, plus an audio cut of the day. Jeff Rainford is on the panel, Gene Evans, Jay Duker. Jeff, you and I spoke earlier this week a little bit, just kind of talking post-election. We had not done that yet, so I want to, because you are a good person with the numbers, and not that you're always right, especially on this panel. But
by the way, I don't even think I'm always
right.
No,
and I know that, and I appreciate that.
I make it up as it goes.
Just what you're, because we see, like, from my perspective and Gene's perspective, we see a lot of people out there that are very angry on the left. We see people in the world of the punditry that are still confused. We see Tashar Jones talking about white supremacy and bigotry and xenophobia. So what happened here in your estimation? I know that you already made it clear you don't think it's a mandate, but we're seeing numbers now that are emerging from...
We lost. He did not win. We lost, and we did our best to lose.
Thank you for that. We appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Well, now, although I'm predicting you're going to give it right back to us, but that's a different issue. No, I think we did a lot wrong. Number one, the biggest thing, I think, and it's not the only thing, but there's two things. One is we allowed there to develop what I called the anti-American wing of the Democratic Party, and we allowed that to happen. When Dick Gephardt, which is what I think we need to go back to, when Dick Gephardt was the congressman from the 3rd District, which was a Democratic, even in Missouri, was a Democratic district, then he focused relentlessly on middle-class people and working-class people. It didn't matter if you were white, black, Hispanic, or whatever. And what people also don't remember is it was Democrats who made Thanksgiving a national holiday. It was Democrats who made Veterans Day a national holiday. And we made Columbus Day a national holiday. And we started...
I'm sorry, that's Indigenous People's Day now, though. You have to correct that.
We started Columbus Day and the first Christmas tree lighting. And we've gotten away from all of that. And, I mean, we decided we were going to do coalition politics, but then we didn't understand our own coalition. We assumed all African Americans think alike, and we took them for granted. We thought all Hispanics thought alike, and that if we opened up the border, Hispanics would be for us. And there are some really dreadful, out-of-touch decisions that were made by Democratic politicians in the safe states, California, New York, and pushed by, I think they call them NGOs or something like that, nonprofits and think tanks. And, you know, we could talk 3 hours about it, but I said this on your show every time I was on the last 2.5 years. If Donald Trump is the Republican nominee and if he wins, it's because we lost and we lost.
Here's the thing. I mean, when the Democrats decided to take, you know, fairness and non-discrimination and weaponize it so that people feel unsafe, and that's where we are. I mean, we don't enforce crime because it's racist. You know, we allow universities to be taken hostage by brats. That's when people decided that, you know what, you're creating and you are seeking to create anarchy. All this other nonsense that you talk about, nobody cares about that if they're not safe in their own home. And it all does relate to crime. It relates to, you know, illegals coming over the border and hurting our citizens. It relates to urban cities that are a mess and we're living in one of the biggest messes. And, you know, we decided that that's what's going to happen. And the sanctimony, like, it's still happening. The sanctimony about telling people what they should think, what they should feel. And clearly, Democrats were the ones that were not in touch with the feelings of America.
How much, here's a question for you. And we didn't talk about this last Friday, I don't think. But how much do you think, because I think it was quite a bit, the overreach of COVID had to do with
this. Think that, well, that's part of it, because people are like, you know, you have reached way into my world. And I think that, you know, our kids, I mean, it really hurt our kids. And people who had kids,
it was awful.
I mean, they'll never forget it. Like, these kids, and think about it, the young men, you're seeing these videos with the frat boys, the bro culture. They're the ones that live through first Ferguson and all of that, and then COVID, and people, enough is enough.
Yeah, what was it? You know, this kind of went viral from Mizzou. I think it was Sigmund. I don't know my Greek system.
Yeah, I think it was Sigmund.
I was a GDI, so I don't know the Greek system, but they were like dancing in front of the house.
I didn't know it was Mizzou the first time I saw it. But so this is the broadest coalition of working people to come together and vote for president in a long time. If you look through the demographics are really about working people. And I remember an Uber ride about 2 years ago where the Uber driver, with his thick accent, I don't know where he was from, a naturalized citizen, told me Republicans are the party of working people and Democrats are the party of people who don't work or don't want to work. And working people, black, Hispanic, white, whatever, that work and love this country, don't want their daughters getting mowed down by boys in sports. The culture issue is still there. But working people that go to the grocery store and spend money in the grocery store, we're fed up. So wealthy people.
But here's how we blew it in Missouri. Let's take a look at Missouri. So in Missouri, the voters actually have over the last few years agreed with Democrats on a number of issues. So they enshrined abortion in the Constitution. They approved raising the minimum wage two years ago. They expanded Medicaid. Before that, defeated right to work. They actually like a lot of Democrat policies, but they can't stand Democrats, and that's kind of the heart of the problem.
Well, I mean, and it's this sanctimony and this, I mean,
in order for a Democrat to win here for the last several years and to raise the money, they have to take East and West Coast money, which means they have to align with those progressive views, and they can't be a Dick Gephardt, I mean, Democrat or a Jay Nixon Democrat. I mean, Jay Nixon didn't embrace any of this stuff, and he still doesn't. And folks who...
And neither did Chris Coster.
The people who come on this roundtable who are on the left, you know, there's a few aberrations. Smith's crazy. We know that. We all know that. I love you, Jeff.
But he's a good guy.
But you guys, Jane, you've always gotten it.
I've always fought this.
You get it, right? But see, this is where the media plays a role, though. I really think that the media, because I see reactions from people across the country, and one of the things I want to say to them, and I'm not doing it right now, is just read, don't watch Fox News. I'm not asking you. Read what Yuri Berliner said in the spring about NPR and the bias that exists there. He was a guy that was inside the walls of NPR. He said, this is not the way that we should be covering stories. It's not fair. Mm-hmm. It's bias. It's agenda journalism. That's a big part of why people are reacting the way that they are right now, I think.
But I think that one solution that could happen right away is at all levels of leadership, the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, the House Minority Leadership, the Senate Minority Leadership, state leadership, we need to start putting, not all of them, but at least some of our leadership in the Democratic Party need to come from battleground states and battleground congressional districts. If we start doing that and giving those leaders, those senators, and those congressmen a voice, not the whole thing, but give them a voice
in
our caucus,
I got one for you. And he wrote this week, Andy Beshear in Kentucky is a guy that could be one of the standard bearers. But your party seems way away from Andy Beshear and Josh Shapiro.
I'm Satan, because I've been saying this for years. I'm like, Democrats are getting slaughtered because of this and the tyranny of the minority. OK, that's another thing that really people are done. We're not going to take 0.1% or 0.001% and focus all of our time while the rest of the population is not getting the benefit of any governing.
That's why that ad was so effective, where it was, you know, Kamala cares about they, them.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
President Trump cares about you, because some of the exit polling showed that people said, I felt like Democrats or, Harris was so too focused on fringe issues and not my
issues. Because those are 80-20 issues.
Yeah.
Those
are 80-20
issues.
Well, then that's why I don't
they
eat
are
this, all this talk about Trump. He is not a right wing. The stuff that he's pushing is 80-20. The stopping the border problem, the crime.
I still believe that it had nothing to do with Trump or Harris. This has to do with.
I don't think
there
so.
Is a Democratic. I mean, if Joe Biden had stayed, we'd still have the Islamic freaks messing up the university.
Well, they're still doing
we'd
it.
We still have exactly.
But it won't last too much longer.
And right. And I, so it is time for the Democratic Party to take out their trash. And you know, we started. We got rid of Cori Bush. We got rid of Kim Gardner. I mean, we're trying to do that locally.
But I will say one other thing, though. I think if we, as a party, and I experienced this with Francis Slade, the mayor, if we, as a party, were to address the meat and potato issues that ordinary Americans have, they might give us a little bit of leeway on the crazy stuff we want to do.
Exactly.
But when you lead with the crazy stuff and you don't
do
the meat and potatoes thing, and when you look down on people, and when you don't even understand Hispanic men and African-American men who are supposed to, you're taking for granted, you got to make some big changes.
Well, when you refer to Hispanic people as Latinx, they hate that. And you... You know, the LA Times
is still doing it.
They still do it.
Yeah. They make up terms.
God bless you.
They make up terms. I mean, the word salad. I mean, and then, I mean, look, these people who are losing their minds, I mean, you know, and I know that it's a, you know, Twitter, you know, they pick out the goofiest of the goofy. But I mean, this is insane world. And I feel like we've infantilized our party. And these people are not functioning. They're not functioning adults.
Who's
Democrats,
the
a lot of these.
I like that word. Are you basically saying a bunch of babies? Is
they're
that what you're saying?
Like they're, yeah, we turned them into babies.
Jimmy Kimmel led the way.
Because they're whining and it's all about them. And I mean, people
Rainford,
are
final
dumb.
Word on this before
we
break.
Need James. He's too old now, but we need somebody like James Carville to come back. Remember all he said over and over again, it's the economy, stupid. And he's right. You get the meat and potatoes, and it's complicated. I get that the economy is tough, but we need a guy like him, which is we don't let anything get in the way of addressing people's kitchen table issues, and then the rest of it is gravy.
Well, the grocery store in particular, you know, I posted something, maybe it was about 6 weeks before the election, and we had all been kind of experiencing this. Doesn't matter what socioeconomic, region you live in. I went to a Walmart, my Walmart in High Ridge, I love that Walmart, and I got like six or seven items, and I took a picture of it, and it was like $65. It was just ridiculous. I think it was $56, and I had people guess. And it was so relatable because we've experienced that. Joe Scarborough mentioned something, a couple weeks ago about $3 butter, except it was $7 butter.
Right.
And he didn't realize that it was $7 butter. He said, hey, is that, framed in gold? No, that's how expensive things have gotten. And families can't afford to feed their kids, which is a big problem. One more segment on a Friday Reardon Roundtable coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.